Pastor and author Max Licato says the biblical story of Joshua can really help us make our lives count. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and Max describes how it applies to us today.
The book of Joshua is the narration of 7 years in the history of ancient Israel, in which they, for all practical purposes, went undefeated. It follows the 40 years in the wilderness, and it follows the 400 years of captivity. And so, really, the story of ancient Israel during those days could be summarized by these three geographical locations: Egypt, wilderness, promised land.
And these three places illustrate how God works in our lives.
Our spiritual lives can follow that same progression. Egypt represents the days in which we were, before we knew Christ, in which we were enslaved to fear and to guilt. Wilderness represents the days in which we're free from guilt and free from death, but we're still fearful, as one guy famously said, we're out of Egypt, but Egypt's not out of us. And the promised land, it symbolizes that time in which we really move into the promises of God, in which we're not only free from guilt and sin and death, but we're living out promises and we're seeing victories happen. We're having spiritual conquests. We're taking new territory. It's not without struggle, just the opposite. In fact, the struggles can become more intense. But we really enjoy more victory than defeat, more grace than guilt, and we feel like we're seeing God at work in ways that we never imagined.
As with ancient Israel, God guides us, and He uses us in the lives of others as well. For more ideas, go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.